Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, August 13th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. A severe thunderstorm watch continues this evening for the upstate until 7 p.m. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman says this is just the beginning of a 2 or 3 day period of unsettled weather for the Palmetto State.
The storms will be more widespread and affect a lot more of the state tomorrow, lingering possibly until Thursday or Friday in the Lowcountry and Petey regions. Localized flooding will be possible in these areas by then. And remember, any front this time of year could create an environment capable of producing a severe storm or two.
Jeff says the storms will put a dent in our recent spell of hot weather, bringing temperatures closer to normal for this time of year by the end of the week. Today, Berkeley County, along with its school district and other agencies, celebrated the newest graduates of its Manu First SC Certificate program. South Carolina Public Radio's Thalicia Eady reports on how this program is helping address the need for qualified manufacturing workers.
32 people in Berkeley County now have the equivalent of a year's worth of manufacturing experience, making them qualified for a mix of positions. After receiving their Manu First SC Certificate, they immediately met with local manufacturers. Filling manufacturing positions and building a skilled workforce has been an ongoing issue. Governor McMaster addressed it during his inauguration speech in January.
Skilled workers are in such high demand today that we have to go outside of state to recruit them. Right now, South Carolina has 60,000 of those highly paid jobs looking for people.
ManuFirst SC is a 3-week program. According to the county, it has now spread across the region and is emulated in counties across the state. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Thalicia Eady.
A Midlands High School junior faces charges after making threats to shoot up his school and kill himself. The threat was directed at White Knoll High School in Lexington. School there has not yet started for the year. Lexington County Sheriff Jay Kuhn said White Knoll administrators notified officers about the threat after a student shared a screenshot and related details on what the suspect posted online. Investigators interviewed the 17-year-old male student at his home yesterday and charged him with making threats to schools. Weeks after an employee sued Boeing alleging that co-workers placed a noose on his desk, media outlets report the lawsuit has been dismissed. Court filings show that both sides agreed to dismiss the lawsuit and that each side will cover its own attorney fees. In the lawsuit, the employee accused co-workers at the North Charleston Boeing plant of using racial terms in his presence, urinating at his workspace, and leaving a noose on his desk. Boeing repeatedly said the claims lacked merit. The quarter-century link between the Carolina Panthers and the city of Spartanburg may be on its last legs now that the team is readying to move to Rock Hill. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
Back in June, the Panthers held a public rally in Rock Hill to officially announce the team will move its corporate offices and its training and practice facilities there from Charlotte in the next couple of years. At that rally, team owner David Tepper addressed concerns about the future of the Panthers' summer training camps in Spartanburg.
We will be present in Spartanburg for a long time. One way or another, whether it's fan fests or whatever, we're going to be over there too. We're not going to forget people who have been our friends and our fans.
But the relationship between Spartanburg and the team could be coming to a close. The Post and Courier reports the 25-year agreement allowing the team to hold its August camps at Wofford College ends next year. The facility in Rock Hill could be open by the following summer of 2021, and that could mean the Panthers would not return to Spartanburg. Tepper told the newspaper the decision may come down to how players feel about driving 2+ hours from Charlotte and then staying for the 3-week camps. He says older players especially don't like being apart from their families for so long. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
And an upstate teacher has filed a class action lawsuit demanding pay for unpaid work and reimbursement for classroom supplies. WIS in Columbia reports the lawsuit filed by Gaffney educator Shannon Burgess claims the Cherokee County School District forces teachers to sell concessions at sporting events without compensation and that teachers are required to stock their classrooms with school supplies using their own money. The lawsuit claims the district is violating the National Fair Labor Standards Act, the Payment of Wages Act of South Carolina, and teachers' contracts. Cherokee County School District has not responded to the lawsuit. That's it for your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.